Somebody's going to answer.
Thanks
Do
for
we
calling
want to
customer
talk?
support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello. Who are you?
My name is Zandra with customer support. May I have your zip code?
Give me just a moment.
Okay.
I can't understand.
Oh, she had difficulty understanding you. What company or have we reached?
This is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. Are you calling about something you've ordered?
In a sense, yes.
Okay. May I have your zip code? I can find an account for you.
Our zip code is 13066.
And your first and last name?
Kenneth Hall.
Okay, Mr. Hall, I do see an account here for you, but Kenneth Hall is such a common name. Would you verify your mailing address for me?
I'm uncomfortable. The reason I'm not answering you is I'm uncomfortable in dealing with this company.
Okay, so this is a call
and
center.
I'm not even sure, excuse me, I'm not even sure what company they are.
Okay.
Can you
I do
at least
see.
tell me what company we're talking about?
Not quite, not yet, because I have to verify the order. Like I said, your name, we have several Kenneth Halls here, so I need to verify the address or something about the account. What is your email address? We can start there.
Okay, EG Houses at optonline.net.
Okay.
Optonline.net.
Okay, I do see that on this account. I see an order was placed on yesterday. It is for the Bites Hub app. It looks like someone was trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it was actually on Monday, the 31st of this month.
Right.
It's for a Bites Hub app. This app helps you plan healthy meals. It helps you cut sugar and carbs from your diet.
Okay. It turns out that they don't actually sell a meal plan, or maybe they do. I don't know what they do, really.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your name. I'm sorry.
It's Zandra.
Sandra. Okay. My name is Ken, as you know.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Sandra, these people send out an email that says it is from CVS. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an email from CVS, the pharmacy, which happens to be a pharmacy I used. And it said, yes, we offer, it said, you're a loyal customer. Do you, if you will answer some survey questions, you'll have a chance at winning some prizes. So I answered them, and they were drugstore pharmacy kind of questions. For example, probably the first or second question was, you know, why did you come to our pharmacy? Another question was, when you're there, do you buy merchandise, food, or your drugs? Do you regularly get your drugs from us? It was really very much drugstore oriented, okay? And good sounding questions. So I thought, okay, I'm dealing
mm-hmm.
with a legitimate survey from CVS,
mm-hmm.
okay? At the end, they said, oh, congratulations, you get one of the prizes for doing the survey. Thank you for doing the survey. Which of these prizes do you like? And I called my wife over. She said, yeah, oh, that's neat. There's a picture of a vacuum, which is, you know, $100 kind of an item. And then it says, all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. I'm, okay, that's small change by comparison. Give us your credit card for that purpose. Credit card for that purpose, okay? There is never any mention of Bites Hub. Or I understand when they put the charge through, they called themselves Active Lifestyle. None of that. Okay? So I gave them the credit card. And then you know how it goes when you do these things online. They say, okay, we're coming to the end of, you know, what we're talking about. Do you approve? And the clock starts a two-minute countdown on the screen. And suddenly they were gone. That was it. We never
okay.
approved the final, you know, charge. And they didn't even say what the shipping and handling were going to cost. And there was
mm-hmm.
never any mention of meal plan. There was never any mention of Bites Hub. But 5 minutes later, I get an email to the email I've just given them, okay? And it's from somebody named Bytub that I never heard of. And the email says, and I quote, "Thank you for your subscription, Kenneth." I thought, subscription? What are they talking about? Then it says, "Soon you'll receive delicious, healthy recipes with all the planning done for you." And I thought, what the heck is this all about? There was no discussion of that whatsoever. But meanwhile, okay, they put the charge through for $50 to my Visa card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so, the game they play.
Okay. So unfortunately, I don't see any of that. I can only see the order, and I can verify the order and things of that nature. We normally get calls when people are trying to track their orders and verify what they ordered, give a description of what they ordered and things of that nature. So on this account, this looks like a valid order to me, because it looks like you entered all your information, just like you said, and the Bytub app was ordered. And like I said, it was emailed to eghouses@optonline.net, mm-hmm, according to the company, yeah, and they charged the card that you placed on their order form. Now, in regards to the order, like I said, it was emailed to you, and this particular company, they believe this charge is valid according to what they see here. But if you do not want to try the product, they would allow me to offer you $20, to charge you just $20 to try the app. That's one of their offers to help accommodate you.
Sandra, as you can imagine, I don't want it. I don't want food, and I don't want to pay $20 to somebody that's tried to scam me. And honestly, there's really has totally been handled like a scam.
Okay.
They represented themselves as CVS Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you pay $20 to a scammer if you had choice? All I want to do, I hope that they will do the right thing, which is just cancel the order and reverse the charge to Visa.
Okay. Well, I can't deviate from the company's policies, but I can certainly check with my supervisor. If you hold the line one moment.
The supervisor is in what company? You say you're in a call center. What company are you, Sandra?
The supervisor is in the call center. We have over 200 operators here. They're taking various calls from various companies. And the supervisor, uh-huh, I have to get advice from the supervisor in regards to what else we can do for you on this account.
Okay.
One moment.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's authorized, if we'll pay a $20 charge, to drop it.
To drop the whole thing.
For $20.
You know what?
I told her that's no good, so now she's getting her supervisor. I suspect I'm actually talking to Bytub, whoever they are.
So,
but they claim that they're a call center for a lot of companies. Oh, that's all right. Wait till they find out when Vinny calls them from the FBI office tomorrow.
But they actually were asking if they were saying you only have 2 minutes left to complete this order,
mm-hmm,
and we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they went off on us. We never ordered it. We're canceling it, period.
Mm-hmm.
How can it go from a vacuum cleaner to food?
Okay, I'm back. So my supervisor did say that he would allow me to go ahead and give you the full refund this time. He wanted me to reiterate to you that the charges are valid, like I mentioned to you, and he wants me to make sure that you understand the terms and conditions before placing another order.
Yes, actually, but honestly, Sandra, we did not place an order. I swear to you, What was on the screen in front of us was nothing but the finish up of a survey and us authorizing a credit card charge, a very small one, but they didn't tell us what, for shipping and handling of a vacuum.
Okay.
I mean, this is so... Anyway, so what are you going to do? Are you going to reverse the charge back to Visa?
Yes, the Visa will be credited in 3 to 5 business days, and you will get an email within 24 hours letting you know the refund is on the way, the account is closed, and you will not incur any more charges.
That's terrific.
Okay.
I thank you very much. You said I'll get an email in a couple days, did you say?
Well, the email should generate within 24 hours, but you may get it right away.
Oh, okay. Sandra, I appreciate that very much.
You're
welcome. I thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
You bet.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.